Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Friday, the 24th of March, 2023. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed the day down 0.2% to 6,955 points. The big mover on the day was Block, which I'll tell you about shortly. The Bourse ends the week down just a touch, but that hides plenty of volatility. Down Monday, up Tuesday, up Wednesday, then down Thursday and Friday. The banks were lower today following a similar sell-off on Wall Street. National Australia Bank was down 2% and Commonwealth was off 1.4%, while ANZ and Westpac were both lower. Suncorp ended the day down more than 1%. The big miners were outperformers, with Rio Tinto up 0.5%. The defensive stocks, CSL, Wesfarmers, Telstra, Woolworths and Coles, all outperformed, while the gold miners did pretty well, with Newcrest finishing almost 2% higher. The lithium miners tended to outperform, and some of the coal companies did pretty well. Among the best on the day was AGL Energy, which jumped more than 6%. Story number two, payments group Block, which last year bought Afterpay and has a secondary listing on the ASX, is alleged to have facilitated payments for criminal activity, including sex trafficking and drug dealing, and allowed its users to defraud the US government's pandemic relief payments, according to a report by short seller Hindenburg Research. According to the Financial Review, the short seller's report alleges Block has also been overrun with scam accounts and fake users, meaning it overstates Cash App user numbers to the market and is circumventing US regulation to overcharge retailers using its Square terminals. Now, Block has denied the allegations and has threatened to take legal action against Hindenburg. The company described the report as being factually inaccurate and misleading. It's important to emphasize that the claims are untested and unproven. At least one analyst believes the allegations are anecdotal rather than systemic, and some major investors bought into Block after its share price tumbled. However, the report has a number of disturbing claims. The researchers said Cash App is being used to pay for sex trafficking and dangerous drugs, with users in the hip-hop community boasting about how easy it is to facilitate crime on the platform, as Block allows blacklisted users to stay on the app. The report alleges Block, which is led by Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey, has turned a blind eye to concerns from employees and regulators about stopping the criminal activity, describing its Wild West approach to compliance. Block share price on the ASX ended down 18% today. No surprises there. It was down 15% this morning on Wall Street. Story number three, New South Wales goes to the polls tomorrow with Labor leader Chris Minns favoured, just, to defeat incumbent Premier Dominic Perrottet. The two leaders were scampering around Western Sydney today with their last-minute pitches. If Minns is successful, Labor will hold federal government and every mainland state, leaving Tasmania as the only coalition stronghold. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was campaigning for Minns today and said he had a good relationship with both contestants and both are good human beings. But he said the Liberal Party in New South Wales was a shambles. Story number four, Bain Capital has made a non-binding indicative offer for Estia Health, valuing the aged care group at close to $800 million. It sent Estia's share price up 14% today to close at $2.66, having already jumped 9% during the past 2 days. Estia's board confirmed the bid of $3 a share, well above that $2.66 closing price, and said it will now meet with advisors over whether to engage with Bain. And finally, story number five, US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen this morning said that regulators are prepared to take further steps to protect the banking system if warranted. Yesterday, she roiled markets by playing down rescue packages for failing banks. That didn't help bank stocks on Wall Street, which slumped, though Wall Street itself ended slightly higher this morning. That was largely due to tech stocks like Apple and Microsoft. In fact, the NASDAQ 100 is close to 20% above its December low, which is the definition of a bull market. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 24th of March, 2023. Michael Thompson, Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with a weekend edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.